Chapter 5, Mixing. We have now completed the creation and instrumentation steps in this tutorial. All that is left is mixing and finalizing the session. Although mixing is in itself can be a tedious and time-consuming endeavor, we will keep basic for this tutorial. We will do some solo channel mixing and then make adjustments to the full mix in order to tighten up the sound. Solo channel mixing. At the top left of the screen, you will see the word machine. To the right of that, you have your window icons for your browser, search, and mix windows. The icon resembling an audio mixer is the button for your mixer window. Click on this button, and the mixer window will open up. Your mixer displays a layout of every group or channel in your session. Your mixer defaults in the group view mode. In this view, there is a volume fader and pan knob for each group associated with the sounds in your sessions. By muting and soloing the individual groups, you can adjust the volume and pan of each group to get a good fit. Make sure that the channel that your main sample is assigned to is not too loud, and the sound is centered. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S. Adjust the drum sounds so that they harmonically lay on top of the sample without clashing with it. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S. Repeat this process with the channel associated with the piano keys sounds. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S. Repeat this process with the channel associated with the guitar sounds. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S. Repeat this process with the channel associated with the bass sounds. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S. Once you have a pretty solid mix, listen to the track in its entirety and make adjustment accordingly.